given that it's a public holiday, I thought, why not have a holiday special? And this is a really special conversation with two really special individuals about a family business and about legacy and understanding that the old experience can be combined with the youthful innovation to build the next generation of business. I'm joined on the line by the founder and CEO at A Bed King, that is Mervin Iwitzer, and as well as his daughter, who is the director of operations at Bed King, Carla Iwitzer Myberg, to take a look at the family business and how they built the business. Good evening to you both. Thank you so much for taking the time. Mervin, perhaps I'll start with you. As the founder and CEO of the business, when you built the business with your wife initially and you started on this journey, what was the thought process there? What did you want to achieve? I imagine such a large and successful family-run business was never the end goal, or maybe it was from the beginning.
Jimmy, thanks for having us on the show. I think it is actually what we'll call necessity is the mother of invention, if one can call it that way. At that stage, I had a shoe business and was really and truly in the wrong market and competing against the street sellers. And I realized that something has to give. It's either I change the game or I go out of business. I then came across a concept of selling beds, and that was the beginning of this journey. Now, it all started out in Paro, CBD, Station Road, Paro, and it's really not the best part of town, but that's where we started.
Mervin, how did you go from a small town or central point like Paro to a national recognizable brand that people sort of know and appreciate for the quality of what you guys do? How was that journey?
Jimmy, it was actually, as I said, I often say, it's a journey of build upon a strong foundation of keeping your promises. Something I learned very early in the business career is that keeping your promises to your customers means that you will have a successful business. And that has enabled us to, over the years, grow from at each and every place, even up to today. Keeping your promises, making sure you sell quality products, and giving great service.
Keeping your promises. Carla, when you joined the business, was that part of keeping promises, or did you always think you'd end up working for Dad and think that the family business is somewhere you wanted to go?
It was always, you know, an idea that I had in my mind. I always knew I wanted to join the family business one day. And circumstances made it possible, and I decided to join in 2017.
And since joining in 2017, you've sort of stepped into, I imagine, various roles within the business. You now sit as director of operations for the business. Would you say that the business is better off now than it was the pre-pandemic, or has the pandemic really been somewhat of a fundamental change for the business?
Sure. I think, obviously, the pandemic, everybody that's managed to survive it, it proved to the business itself that the business is sustainable, because the pandemic was such that for a few weeks, there was no sales coming in, no turnover, yet we had to pay our creditors. So the fact that we survived that
speaks
to our the fact that we actually came out stronger because of it. And then I think now we are definitely in a stronger position because we have continued to innovate and invest in our processes, our technology, really just trying to improve our business operations.
How do you balance the family aspect with the business aspect? I imagine it's not easy to sort of have family conversations, but then also have business conversations. How do you achieve that synergy?
Pretty easy. At work, you're the boss, I'm the boss. At home, my wife is the boss. That is right from the beginning.
That is sound advice.
I would say from my side, like as children, we always grew up around the supper table talking about work. So me and my sister, we joke that Bed King is our younger sibling. And it's just something, we are like a part of our family by now. And we try as hard as possible, especially over the weekends, to keep that boundary between work and home, just so that we can switch off and also relax. But a lot of the times, it's just natural that you end up talking about work or something new that you want to do. It happens.
Yeah.
Mervyn, what would you say has been the biggest thing you've learned from your daughter?
From my daughter? I must say, one of the things that I really appreciate is that you're never too old to learn, and everyone has got, every day there's something new that you can learn. Now, the things that I've forgotten, she has brought in. High tech, she's extremely technical, and in terms of systems and developing systems, so that was great stuff that was brought within the business. One of the things I would give credit to is our Comfort Solutions Lab, for example. I understood the need of having, right in the beginning of my retail journey, the need of not conforming to the industry standard of the way they were going about selling beds. I could never understand it. I brought in a comfort solution technology, the pressure mapping devices, but she was the one that came up with the concept of the number concept, that sleep, your sleep code. And so she brought that innovation to the company. She has also brought innovations like the removable toppers to the company. And we are obviously expanding in our linen category, Egyptian cotton that is now being brought into the ranges, and lots and lots of, shall I call it, new ideas in terms of merchandise. So yes, she has definitely brought in lots of things, and I've learned from her. And likewise, I hope she's learned from me.
Before I get to that, and I will get to that for sure, I want to dig a little deeper into the fundamentals of the business with you, Mervyn. When you built the business, you mentioned that you found sort of the opportunity and you kind of looked at what was playing out in the market at the time when you were transitioning from being a shoe salesman into finding a new opportunity. When you built the business, what were some of the toughest things you had to get through in establishing the business and getting the business off the ground? And what kept you from giving up and saying, you know what, I'll just try something else with the family?
It's a journey. Hey, thanks for that question. One of the things that I started out, I knew that a bed was something that people used to sleep on. But the more I did research, I also understood that there's more to a bed. Now, one of the unfortunate things of our South African industry is that the South African industry, the bedding industry, is dominated by certain brands, international brands, and I'm not going to mention them on air. They, in turn, all of them utilize their so-called names to force the retailer to sell to the consumer something that they want to sell. I could never reconcile a customer's needs to pushing them onto a particular product or price direction. And that led to many clashes with my suppliers regarding, we then created this brand Comfort Solutions, where we decided that the individual comfort of the consumer is much more important to the consumer in satisfying their pressure and their support needs than sitting with a particular brand, pushing a brand on a product in a price specific. This led to incredible clashes to the degree that one of them, a very well-known, which I won't mention on radio, actually revoked their license. They sent me a lovely letter and said, sorry, we don't want to supply you anymore. Needless to say, we're thankful for it because that enabled us to follow our vision of supplying the consumer with that which is needful to them and not that which is the supplier would like us to push down the consumer's throat. There's many other challenges that we've had also along this journey. One of the things is finding great sites that will enable us to trade in good nodes. That has been a challenge. We have overcome that over the years, and it's still a challenge to a small degree today. The other challenges that we've encountered was obviously having big, we don't have deep pockets to spend on marketing and advertising. So that has been a challenge, but over the years we've reinvested our profits and grown organically. And so those were things that has definitely been some challenges that I can speak of. Yeah.
I wonder the marketing side of it. I think that would be interesting to look into. I mean, everybody needs a bed. You can't not have a bed, right? So that kind of should sell itself. If you're just tuning in, we're in a conversation with the founder and a CEO of A Bed King. That's Mervin Irvitzer, as well as his daughter, who's director of operations at Bed King. That is Carla Irvitzer-Meiberg. Carla, I want to come to you now. Dad has already said you are not only the director of operations, you are director of innovation, because you're introducing so many new things to future-proof the business and bring the business forward. Have you looked at the business and said, this is something we can do for another 100 years, another 200 years?
Definitely. Like you said, everybody needs a bed. It's something that you can't run away from. It will be here forever. It's something that also no technology can take away our need for a bed. So I definitely see the business having the legs to stand. It needs to be able to have the legs to stand for another 100 years.
Mm. What about the marketing side of it and the value proposition? I mean, your dad mentioned that obviously things like location and being visible in the market are so important. From a business perspective, is that something that you guys, I mean, you can't exactly just stick a bed up on a billboard, but everybody, as you said, does need to get a bed. How are you navigating the fourth industrial revolution, this digital economy that we live in? Do you think it'll be a strength for a company like Bed King, where traditionally it's a physical product? People feel it best by actually showing up to a store.
Very good question. I think going forward, and that's part of our strategy, is really to invest in our digital side. We don't just want to be a brick and mortar retailer. We want to be an omnichannel. The first point of contact, most of our customers that buy a bed, they start out by doing research on the web. And I'm sure this is for all other bedding retailers. So that's the first port of call. But most, we do find that South Africans, when it comes to buying a bed, they prefer to feel the product and come out to store. So for us, it's about how do we balance our website, giving the right information, and then making the experience in store something that the customer can enjoy and look forward to. So in South Africa, you find most bed shopping experiences are very dreadful. It's like buying a secondhand car almost. Customers come in, they feel confused, they are almost irritated because they've been harassed by so many other salespeople elsewhere that's just trying to like shove a sale down their throat. And they're confused because they've laid on more than 10 mattresses and they still don't know which bed is the one for them. So our focus is really on how can we make that in-store experience something that's enjoyable, it's exciting. You're buying a bed, it's like in your bedroom, it's your sanctuary. So how can we really make that a pleasant experience?
Mm.
It's possibly the most important purchase in your home furnishing category. It's the place where people will spend 36,000 hours over a 10-year period in bed. Mm-hmm. And it's possibly a third of their lifespan that they spend in bed. So it's a very important purchase. And that is the reason why we have this experiential shopping experience with the lab, taking people through a process to help them understand what they need rather than what they desire.
Mervin, is the business in safe hands, in Carla's hands? Are you ready to retire? Can you sit back and say, look, I've done my part. She's here now. I can go on a beach.
No.
Listen, I believe that, look, one of the things I always say is that I enjoy what I do. I really love, to me, the business is actually about the journey of satisfying the customer needs. So I love what I'm doing. I love innovation. I love great retail. I love interacting with people. So I would never want to sit and retire and not do anything. But yes, I would love to be a great mentor to the next generation. I'd love, we understand that we are not we don't live forever. So yes, we have to empower the next generation. I always say a business takes X amount of years to get up to speed, and then you hand over the baton to the next generation, and they take over from there and build upon the foundation that was laid. And that is the exciting part. So I'm pretty confident that we have the team to take us forward, and with the right support staff and with the right vision, and never forgetting the word grit. You need grit to be able to succeed.
Carla, are you ready?
So what Mervin said now, just about having the right team. So I don't have to do it by myself, and we are currently quite blessed with really good teams that support us. So with the right team and mentorship going forward, I will be ready. I'm not necessarily, I always tell people as well, I'm not necessarily wanting to take over being the position of CEO. I always feel must be the best person for the job, but I am ready to take the vision of Bed King forward. I know the vision very well. It's very close to my heart, so I'm ready to take that forward.
I love that. That is the vision that must live forever, not you.
As you mentioned, Carla, it is like the younger sibling within the family. And I think we'll leave it on that note. I think that's quite an important lesson and an important viewpoint to leave the conversation on, passing the baton on, learning from the experiences of the past and combining that with the innovation of the new and the young to really send the business forward and usher it into a new era. Thank you so much both for your time and for your insights. I think it's been an absolutely wonderful conversation. That was the founder and CEO of Bed King, Mervin Iwitzer, as well as his daughter, who is the director of operations at Bed King. That's Carla Iwitzer-Meiberg, joining me to reflect on how to build and transition a family business into multiple generations.